We've been aware of a change in landscape around the types of drugs people are using, and we're aware locally certainly of people overdosing because they're using a mixture of different drugs at once, which compounds the risk of overdose. So, for example, in the past somebody may have only used heroin, whereas now they may be using an opiate like heroin but also drinking alcohol and in some cases using legal highs as well. It's hard to pinpoint a common case, but I think that the most common factor now is people are using more than one drug, and alcohol is a much more sort of dominant feature in drug use than it used to be. I think one of the big risks is that when people are in early recovery and actually doing very well, it can be common for people to have a lapse back into a one-off episode of using drugs. But because people's tolerance can actually go down very quickly, people can overdose and die as a result of an isolated incident when they're in early recovery.
And obviously you work and live in the Northeast, and these figures have come out from NHS Grampian. It must be quite difficult to see these figures for Aberdeen. How big is the problem here in Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, do you think?
I think really Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire are no different to a lot of other places in Scotland, where we're really trying to be proactive and working together to help people get the support they need so that they can be safe, and also they can make positive choices to lead them into a recovery from problems with drugs and alcohol.
And tell us a little bit about then, what again, the services that you offer and how you try and bring these numbers down.
Well, we're really about working as closely in partnership with other providers as possible to make sure people get the right support when they need it. Our services are open every day. People can walk in and get immediate support in total confidence, whether that's help to reduce their drug use and stay safe, or whether they want to look at recovery. We have a range of different supports available. One of the big areas that we're working very hard with our alcohol drug partnership on is raising awareness about the availability of naloxone. Naloxone is a drug that can be administered to reverse the effects of an opiate overdose, and that can buy crucial time to allow an ambulance to arrive on site. So we're really keen to promote the fact that anyone who may come across an overdose is entitled to receive a naloxone kit. So if there are family members or loved ones concerned about someone who has had a previous history of using drugs, they can contact Drugs Action and we can provide them with a free naloxone kit.
How difficult has that been to get into the community?
Well, the challenge, of course, is that often people think, well, it'll never happen to me, I'll not be in that situation, particularly when someone's in recovery. But we would describe it as, it's really, you know, it's like having a life jacket on an airplane. You hope that you never need to use it, but it's handy to know it's there. And that's really what naloxone's about, getting the kits out into communities so that if somebody does come across someone in an overdose situation, it buys that crucial 20 minutes to allow the ambulance to arrive.